Yesterday's Pike River anniversary saw expressions of grief, but also determination to see somebody held accountable for what happened at the mine a decade ago. There were services on the West Coast and at Parliament where the focus was on the need for further changes to prevent the same thing ever happening again. Conan Young travelled to the West Coast.
At 3:44 yesterday afternoon, the exact moment of the first explosion, friends and family who had gathered at the portal held a minute's silence and then yelled the names of each of the 29 men down into the mine where they remain after all these years. Later at a public service in Blackball, Erica Ufa, whose mother was 3 months pregnant with her when her father was killed, gave a moving speech. She talked about how her memories of her father have been formed by talking to those who loved him.
I feel very sad that I lost my dad in the Pike River mine, and I feel very sad for the other families and children too. I like to come to the memorial on my dad's birthdays and father's days each year, so I can have a quiet think about him.
Jo Hall lost her adopted son Daniel Herc at Pike River. When she heard the mine had exploded, she immediately wondered if it was Daniel or her partner who had got caught up in it.
I just couldn't believe it because I had one man on one shift and one man on another. So I knew that it was either my partner or my boy, you know, and that was the most terrible feeling.
Tragically, Jo Hall has now lost all three of her sons, the other two being killed by drunk drivers. But knowing that Daniel is still trapped underground at Pike continues to weigh heavily on her.
I have their ashes at home. I have three cabinets at home. In those cabinets are my boy's ashes, little mementos, little Christmas birthday presents I buy. And I do that for Dan as well. But going to his cabinet and knowing his ashes aren't in there, it's like not being able to close that cabinet door.
Over the past 10 years, Jo has tried to be there for Daniel's young sons, who are now having to grow up without a father.
They need someone, and they need someone who knew Dad to answer the questions that you might not ask other people. It's good to be able to be that person.
Ian Dixon, who lost his eldest brother, Alan, says the mine should never have been opened.
Just with the terrain and the amount of gas that was in and the ventilation systems they used, it was a disaster right from the start.
Like everybody RNZ has spoken to, Ian is desperate for somebody to be held accountable for the death of his brother and his workmates.
I don't know if it's going to be the Department of Labour as it was then, or whether it's the guys who have moved over to Aussie, the mine manager, or someone's got to be held to account. It's not only the mental and physical cost to people there, it's the financial cost of what's gone into this. We really need a solution or an end to finalise this.
Speaking at an official function at Parliament, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern paid tribute to the families who have fought hard for changes to workplace safety rules.
We are here because of your determined efforts to ensure that everything that could have been done and should be done in honour of your men is done. You are the ones who said never again.
Anna Osborne, who lost her husband Milton in the explosion, says 29 men were needlessly killed because of greed and ignorance, and it was important to have the commemoration at Parliament, the place where change still needs to happen.
I want the Pike River disaster to become the reason New Zealand changed, to make people safer at work and to empower those who have lost loved ones rather than see them swept under the carpet.
Work reinforcing the last few hundred metres of the mine's entry tunnel, which paused yesterday, will now continue. It's here the recovery team believe they have the best chance of discovering what sparked the methane gas that caused the explosion, evidence that could lead to somebody finally being held accountable. On the West Coast for Morning Report, Ko Conan Young Tene. It is.